Hello, Discord and Wrecked and all you lovely people. It is another story time. So, this one was picked out by Booty. So, let's make sure he's paying attention. And let's go. I've been chatting on IRC with Zoo for a bit of time. Although she's miles and miles away in Germany, I feel very attracted to her. When I see she's online, I drop it all to say hi and chat with her as much as I can. We've traded pictures, and I admit to a major weakness for blondes. When chatting with her, I suddenly feel very comfortable. Like we've known each other for years, and I know in my heart that we can tell each other anything and everything without being afraid of judgment. That is a true friend, and friends like Zoo are very hard to come by. Knowing that she's miles away, I asked if she would like to meet with me. I'd gladly hop on a bus to meet her, but for some reason, she didn't want me to meet with her. Was it that she didn't want to see me, or just not meet in her hometown? I was kind of upset, but I still wanted to see her, even though after about an hour of pouting, I understood that it was more the fact that meeting someone through the net is kind of dangerous in some cases. So I let her know that it was okay, and that time would tell if we could meet. I told her that I wasn't going to be able to chat much the week of June 22nd because I was going to visit family near Niagara Falls, and then getting a room at the Marriott, overlooking the falls, and taking some time to myself at the hotel spa, getting massages. I felt like being pampered a bit. Hell, I deserve it. So I visited my aunt and uncle and went out for supper with my cousins, and we caught up with all the gossip going on in the family and headed back to my cousin's place and drank a bit. I got up the next morning a bit hungover, but still quite functional. We had breakfast, a couple of kisses on the cheek, and the ever-popular come up and see us anytime, and then I was off to the falls for a little R&R. I got to the hotel, checked into my room. I had booked a loft on two levels with a whirlpool bath and a fireplace with a breathtaking view of the falls. That day I just stayed in and took it all in. No work, no boss, no worrying about going to the gym. This is all for me. I took a nice long bath in the whirlpool and started thinking about the woman I so wanted to be with, Zoo. I closed my eyes, fell into a daze, and started caressing my breasts, my nipples, running my fingertips up and down my stomach, one hand finishing at my pussy, which was longing to be touched. I rubbed my pussy slowly, still thinking about her. Soft, long strokes intensifying as my fingers gently pinched my nipple, and my other hand was still massaging my cunt under the water. I concentrate on my swelling clit as my hand movements quicken, and my clit starts throbbing at the tip of my fingers. My head tilted back and my mouth opened, letting out a long moan of satisfaction as I reached a long-awaited orgasm, and slowly, numbing into the warm, twirling water. I get out of the bath a few minutes later and dry off and throw myself on the bed and grab my laptop. I sent Zoo a message on IRC telling her that I made it okay and that I had the most beautiful room. Still lying on the bed, I waited for a reply. Nothing. I dried my hair to look at least presentable. Some eyeliner, blush, put on a skirt and camisole and decided to go out and see the sights. A quick $30 lost at the casino and then into the Nightmare Factory and then onto the Maid of the Mist. Needless to say that after the boat ride into the falls, I really didn't remember from the last time because I was like 10 years old, but all the mist in the air, I kind of looked like a raccoon on crack. So I headed back to the hotel, got cleaned up for dinner. I stayed in, ordered up some sushi. I love sushi. After dinner, I went for a walk around the falls and waited for the lights to come on. It's such a pretty sight. I walked back to the hotel and had a table at the bars, looking outside at the people walking by. I looked around in the bar and lounge, and there were just a few people. a few couples, and an older guy who kept looking at me with a perverted grin on his face, so I kept looking outside. I ordered a margarita and slowly sipped at it. As I was about to order another, I spotted a woman at the bar getting herself a drink. Nice legs, mini skirt that almost showed the bottom of her butt cheeks, and long blonde hair. I signaled the waiter to bring me another drink and thought to myself that maybe the old fart would try and hit on her instead of me. But I couldn't keep my eyes off of her legs and ass. I noticed her turning her head towards me and in all shyness, and I looked back outside so she wouldn't notice me staring. Suddenly, I hear a soft voice in the back of me say, "Hi, Zool." "Oh my gosh, it's you," I screamed. "You are the hot blonde at the bar." Zoo had driven to come and meet me. It was like an awkward moment when you don't really know how to react. I wanted to kiss her lips, but ended up kissing her cheeks. I mean, we've been chatting for a while, but it's the first time we're actually face to face, up close and personal. "When did you get here?" I asked with the biggest smile on my face. "About half an hour ago. I asked the desk clerk for your room number, but she wouldn't give it to me, so I came to the bar, and there you were," she replied, looking into my eyes. Still in shock of finally meeting Zoo, my mind goes blank. No words come out, and I'm just in awe. She takes my hand, and all of a sudden, it comes to me. The fantasy of an online friendship comes to life. It's here. It's real. The thoughts of everything we've shared online, our secrets, our fantasies, our passions, and our weaknesses went from keyboard and screen to a physical encounter. "You're really here," once again, with a smile from ear to ear. "Sit down, please. How stupid of me. Here I am in a daze. Please sit down." I grab her other hand and she said that she replied to my message, but she didn't get a reply. I had probably already stepped out. And when I didn't open my laptop when I cleaned up for dinner, I asked where her bags were, and she said they were in her room. She had booked a room as soon as she knew where I was going to be, but she wanted to surprise me. "You're such a cunt. All this time I thought you didn't want to meet me, and you let me wander." She said, "Isn't it much better? There was no expectations, no anticipation, just a big surprise. Would you like to come up to my room for drinks and we can chat and look at the falls?" I ask as I get up from my stool. As we walk by the front desk, a young couple just getting there, were asking for a room, but were being turned away because the hotel was completely booked. I looked at Sue, and she had the same thought that I did. She walked to the clerk and said, "Here you go. I have a friend that I can stay with for a couple of days. They can have my room." The couple thanked her, and she said she just needed to get her bag. Then we went up to my room. "Wow, this is a beautiful room," she said. "But there's more," I said, and I took her hand and led her upstairs to see the whirlpool bath and king-size bed. The room was a bit of a mess because I didn't really pick up after myself before going out, but hey, I'm here to rest. "This is really amazing. So romantic." I helped her unpack her things and sat on the bed, and as she bent down to drop her suitcase, I blurted out, "What a skank! You're not wearing any panties!" as my eyes were glued to her perfectly shaved pussy. "I bet your skirt was wrapped around your waist the whole trip down." "I only pulled it down to cross the border," she replied, blushing. "Come here," I said, and as I took her hands and looked at her from head to toe, "Your pictures don't do you justice at all. You're fucking gorgeous." I placed my hand near her head and twisted her hair in my fingers as butterflies grew in my stomach. I gently grabbed the back of her head and pulled her gently as I leaned in to kiss her. This is the moment I've been waiting for, the perfect kiss on her sweet lips. Tasting the strawberry lip gloss she was wearing, I pull her down to sit next to me on the bed and kiss her some more, our tongues entering each other's mouth, softly twisting, our lips locked together. I lie back and pull her partly on top of me, as my legs slide between hers and our kiss becomes more intense and heated. As I rub my leg up against hers, I can actually feel the heat from her crotch, the moistness of her pussy against my smooth thigh. I get up, giving her one last kiss, and stand at the foot of the bed. As she tries to get up, I say, "Stay right there. I have a surprise for you." When chatting, she once told me that I should be a stripper, and I had told her I was way too shy, but that I would do it for her. And so I looked her straight in the eyes and told her that I was waiting for the perfect song. As she sat at the edge of the bed, I opened her legs, exposing her sweet pussy. I bent my knees as if to sit between her legs, and then bent over, straightening my legs, showing her that I was also not wearing panties, as I so often do. I stand straight and turn around to face her as I straddle her leg and rub my pussy up against her thigh. I can tell she likes it. "This is just for you, Zoo." I step back and run my hands along my waist, up to my breasts, and back down to my stomach as I grab the bottom of my camisole and in one sexy step pull it up over my head and drop it to the floor, never ungluing my eyes from hers. I take one step forward and bend down, putting my head between her legs as I slowly pull down one stocking. Getting up, I kiss her neck and throw my stocking on the bed. I turn around and bend over again, pulling down my other stocking as she rests her hand on my ass. I take her hand and turn around. I bring her hand to my face and put one of her fingers in my mouth and step back again. With a little twirl, I spun around, lifting my skirts and bent over, running my fingers from my ass to my ankles and then up between my legs to my pussy, and run my fingers between my moist lips. Once again, standing up, facing her, I run my finger along her lips as she closes her eyes and opens her mouth, giving me her tongue so she can taste me. I reach back to unzip my skirt, and I take her hands and place them on my waist. "I want you to take off my skirt." As my stomach was trembling with anticipation, I step forward, standing between her open legs as I feel my skirt slip off and hit the floor. "Stand up for me, Zoo." I take her hands and help her up. I look her in the eyes, so deep I could get lost in them. As my fingers reach for the buttons on the front of her blouse, her amazing breasts pushing up against the fabric, I slowly undo her buttons, one at a time, always gazing into her eyes. I slip her blouse off and let it drop to the floor as I feel just a bit of tension in her. I reach down to her waist, grabbing hold of her zipper, and let her skirt fall to the floor. I turn her around and unclasp her bra and gently take the straps to my fingers and slide them down her arms as I see goosebumps on her arms. I grab her hair gently in my hand and pull her head back as I kiss her neck and cup one of her breasts in my hand, slowly rolling her hard nipple between my fingers as a very slight sigh escapes her lips. Still kissing her neck, I let go of her hair. I take her arm and place it around my neck, running my fingertips from her elbow, contouring her perky breast down her waist and hip, and then her thigh, where my hand opens up, and I grab her by the waist and turn her around. "I've been wanting you for so long, Zoo. You have no idea how happy I am that you came to meet me here." Grabbing her face in my hands, I kiss her again as we melt down into the bed, our legs intertwined as her hands caress my hair, my back, my ass. I lower myself, kissing her chest and then taking her erect nipple in my lips as my tongue circles around, tasting her skin, her fingers in my hair guiding me to where she wants my mouth to go. She presses my face into her breast as my teeth gently grab her nipple. She releases her firm grip on my head as I slowly work my way down, running my tongue up and down her stomach, back up to her tits and then back down, kissing the inside of her thighs, and I hear her gasp as my lips rest on her wet pussy, slowly kissing the outer lips, opening her legs a bit more, lifting them up slightly. I stick out my tongue, finally tasting her sweet juices, and letting my tongue probe inside of her delicious cunt, darting in and out as my hands cup her ass. I look up at her, head tilted back, caressing her breast, pinching her nipples, and her moans get louder. I begin licking the outside of her pussy again, bringing my hand down to my own pussy, massaging my clit and pressing my lips between my fingers, still licking her up and down outside of her perfect pussy lips, circling her swollen clit, and then working my way down to her tight asshole, pressing my tongue against it, and then back to her cunt. I rest my thumb on her asshole as my tongue darts in and out of her pussy. I hear a faint voice saying, "Fuck my ass, please. Please, Zool, take me." I bring my other thumb to her ass and open her butt cheeks, pressing my tongue on... Really, Vasta, you're going to make me read this part. Pressing my tongue on her tight hole, lubricating it. Lubricating it with my spit, and I push my index finger slowly as I feel her body melt with pleasure. I bring my mouth up to her warm pussy yet again, as her juices are flowing a bit more than before. My tongue reaches her clit that is now completely swollen and throbbing at the tip of my tongue. Her legs trembling. I wrap my tongue around her cunt, and I work my tongue in and out, and then around her lips, then against her clit, as I feel her anus tighten around my finger, and her legs tremble more and more as she climaxes for me. I slowly pull my finger out of her ass and hold her down to extend her orgasm, sucking her pussy completely into my mouth, taking in all of her sweet juices. She grabs my head and brings me up, kissing me, sticking her tongue in my mouth to taste herself, licking my lips, sucking on my tongue. It was so passionate and raunchy at the same time. I lift myself up and grab her legs, again opening them as I slide myself between her legs in a scissor-like position so that I could press my pussy against hers. Immediately, she grabs my thighs and pulls me in, twisting her hips and grinding her pussy into mine. Like we're in perfect sync, our hips move together, feeling our juices mix, my thumb pressed up against her clit to heighten her sensations. She pulls me in harder to her. As I look in her face, her eyes closed, her mouth partially opened, seeing how much she's enjoying it as I am. As her moans get louder, I feel myself on the verge of climax, as a current-like feeling rushes through my whole body, my legs weaken, and my pussy begins to throb. The scent of our lovemaking fills the room as I fall limp onto the bed with my lover's wet pussy still pressed against mine. With every slight movement she makes, I convulse because of how sensitive my cunt is after a lust-filled session. I remove myself between her legs and lay beside her, resting my head on her shoulder and setting my leg over hers. Our bodies are hot and sweaty, the smell of sex still in the room. I cup her breast and lift my head as she gently kisses my forehead. "I'm so glad I came to meet you." "And so am I. You mean a lot to me," I reply in a tired voice. "I haven't felt like this in so long." With the sound of the water off the falls from the open window, I fell asleep, still resting on her shoulder. I awake to being kissed on my neck, my back, and my butt cheeks, and I turn to this glorious, gorgeous woman wearing a short satin robe straddling me, saying, "I ordered us some breakfast, Zool." I pulled myself out of bed and walked down the steps to the den area where we had eggs benedict and coffee that Zoo had ordered up for us. Once again, sitting there speechless, still amazed at this woman sitting across the table from me, with her robe slightly opened, revealing her firm breasts and hard nipples. "I've got a surprise for you today, Zool," she said in a sensual tone. "I made a couple of phone calls while you were still sleeping, and I've set up a bit of sightseeing. First, we're going to the Maid of Mist. They say you have to do it when you're here. And then quick lunch at the Secret Garden. Then to the Wax Museum, Haunted House, and then it's off to the spa for some pampering. And then we'll finish off with dinner." I didn't have the nerve to tell her I'd been on the lame boat ride in the haunted house, but I wanted her to see it too. We finished our breakfast and I went to brush my teeth. Zoo opened the shower door and turned on the water. As I looked up in the mirror, I saw her robe drop to the floor, and she stepped into the glass shower. I found myself yet again staring at her through the mirror as she tilted her head back to wet her hair under the rain-like shower, her body glistening under the water flowing down her skin. Her every movement was like as if in slow motion, just so sexy and sensual. I finished up and joined her in the shower, grabbing hold of the soft sponge, soaking it, adding some body wash and lathering up her back, her neck, and her shoulders. I rubbed the soapy sponge all over her, washing her firm ass and reaching around to soap up her tummy and breast, down to her crotch as she throws her head back on my shoulder. I drop the sponge and continue caressing her soapy skin as she turns and presses her body to mine, responding to my touch by caressing my body as I am hers. She grabs my ass and kisses me, letting her other hand wander all over me, on my tit, my hip, my thigh, my pussy. Her finger entering my cunt as a finger from her other hand presses against my ass. Her touch sends shivers through my whole body, and I am consumed once again by the woman standing in the shower with me. Still kissing me, her finger massages my clit as I reach for her pussy as well. As she pushes her finger deeper into my ass, the water flowing on both of our bodies, I rub her clit feverishly as we both come within a couple of minutes of each other. We help each other rinse off, then towel each other off, and go get dressed. I saw her putting on her makeup as I was fixing my hair. I couldn't tell her about the mist. I wanted her to get the full experience. We got dressed, both in skirts, and she put on a blouse, and I wore a bustier. We walked down to the boat dock and headed to the rain gear. I swear we look like Paris and Nicole on the episode of The Simple Life. We get on the boat and it leaves the dock, making its way near the falls as the mist starts to hit us. I take Zoo's hand in mine. Somehow the ride isn't as lame as the day before. We are giggling like schoolgirls. I took a couple pictures of her raccoon eyes, and we laughed about it all the way back to the dock. We were headed for the washroom so she could get rid of what was left of her makeup. Then we went to lunch for a sandwich and drink, walked up Clifton Hill, down Victoria Avenue, went to the Nightmare Factory. Now we're off to the spa, where we're greeted by a gorgeous hostess who brings us to the changing room, hands us terry cloth robes. We both step into the same changing room, and I look at Zoo taking her clothes off as she lifts her head to look at me. "We don't have time for that right now," she says with a smirk. I smile, put on my clothes in the locker, and put the robe on as Zoo ties her robe up and walks out in front of me. Just as we clear the doorway into the spa, I playfully grab hold of her butt, and she smacks my hand away. We get into the sauna and hot tub and lay down on our tables and get facials. Then we're off to the wet room for salt glows. They rub sea salts and creams into our skin and rinse us off. We shower and lie down for them to apply the lotion. And when we just relax in a lounge with a cup of herb tea and chat a bit. We get dressed and head back to the room to change for dinner. The Watermark restaurant is a fancy place, so we get all dolled up and put on our makeup, fix our hair, and put on long dresses and heels, call for a cab, and get there on time for our reservation. Zoo looked amazing. Her long, wavy, blonde hair, her smile, her eyes that were making me melt every time she looked in mine. She wore a long, strapless black dress with a slit up the side that revealed her thigh. We were sat at a table overlooking the falls, and they just turned on the projector lights up the falls. We ordered candy apple martinis and our salads. For our main course, we both shared a seafood platter. Nothing sexy really about seeing a woman suck on a crab leg, but it was ending to one of the most wonderful days I had ever had. We finished dinner, headed back to the room. We were both completely drained from our day, so we got undressed. Zoo rested her head on my shoulder. And we watched a bit of TV, cuddling in front of the fireplace. Sarah rested her head on, Zoo rested her head on my shoulder as my arm was around her neck and I ran my nails gently through her hair. Our naked bodies pressed together again. Our skin was so soft after the amazing spa treatment we got, and Zoo smelled delicious. I don't know what perfume she was wearing, but it was intoxicating. It was already 1 a.m., so we finished up our wine and headed upstairs to bed. I kissed Zoo passionately, and as the night before, I rested my head on her shoulder and fell asleep, cupping her breast. The next morning, I was the one to get up first. I ordered us coffee and eggs. I wasn't as delicate to wake Zoo up, though. I started jumping in the bed naked, screaming for her to wake up. We went down to the den for breakfast, and I was feeling really giggly, like a schoolgirl. I told her that I didn't want to go out today. I want to stay in all day with you. We can be naked all day and just order food and play and have sex. Sound good? I've never done it before, but it sounds like a plan, she answered, finishing up her coffee. We went back upstairs and I filled the whirlpool bath and went back down to get her. I took her hand and led her upstairs to the bath that was set right next to the bed. I stepped in the water and plopped myself down. Come on, get in, I said, looking at her excitedly. She stepped in and I lead her to sit between my legs with her back against my tits. She still smells as delicious as yesterday, soft, smooth skin. I reach in front and fondle her breast as water splashes gently over us. Just sitting here, bathing with her, I wish this moment would last forever. I feel her hand on my thigh, gently caressing me, running her fingertips inside my leg. The bubbles stop after about 20 minutes, but feels more like two. She turns her head toward me and we kiss, her tongue seeking mine, her lips pressing against mine. She turns around to face me and our lips lock once again, my tongue now seeking hers. She grabs my face in her hand, pulling me in for a deeper kiss. I can feel her desire in her kiss. This feels more like a savage passion as we get out of the bath and she throws me on the bed. I lie on my back as she comes up behind me and kisses me and slowly climbs on me like a cat in heat. She stops as her pussy is just above my mouth as she grabs my legs and pulls them open and back and sinks her face deep between my legs, taking my pussy into her mouth. Our body's still soaking wet from the bath. I lick the inside of her thigh as she lowers her delicious pussy within reach of my hungry mouth. With her tongue working my pussy, she inserts a finger and begins to suck on my clit. My legs begin to tremble as soon as I feel the suction. She pulls her finger from my pussy and pushes it slowly into my ass. I let out a gasp of pleasure as she pushes it in deeper, pulling it out then in again, taking my excitement to a whole new level. I begin bring my hands up and around as my lips are locked on her pussy, and I also begin to fuck her ass. As my finger slowly enters her tight hole, I can feel her pushing hers out and then insert two fingers in me. Fuck yeah, I gasp as she pushes them in further. My face is moving feverishly from side to side as my lips and tongue slide across her wet cunt, and her fingers are fucking my ass faster and faster. I can taste the secretions from her pussy as my mouth is still flying all over her crotch. I hear her moans and begin to fuck her ass faster as well as I feel myself about to come. But I don't want to come alone. I want us to reach our orgasm together. I push faster and harder into her as her tempo increases and her lapping becomes more and more aggressive too. I feel her legs tightening on my head and her legs begin to shake as if ejaculating. A flow of juice comes out of her pussy and into my mouth, taking me up a notch and going crazy on her pussy and ass. I take in every drop that comes out of her cunt as she begins to pant and moan louder and louder, her moans turning to screams as an electric shock runs through my body from my feet to the top of my head and down to my pussy and ass. And I scream, I'm coming, Zoo. My body begins to quiver as I give in to my lover, all the while trying to keep it together long enough for her to attain the same pleasure as I am. Oh, Zool, oh, yes, oh, fuck. As her legs tighten more and shake frantically until her body becomes limp and falls onto mine. She rolls off me, and I take a deep breath, followed by a sigh. "What's wrong, Zoo?" she asks as I get up to sit next to her. "Nothing wrong at all. Everything's too perfect," I reply. "What do you mean?" "I love this feeling, this moment. I really don't want it to end. After today, we go home again." "When am I going to see you again?" She sits up on the bed and takes my hand. "After this, we'll be together again. Maybe not forever, but we'll meet again and be together again. Now, come down with me and watch a movie. We can order some sushi." She takes my hand and we head down to the den and rent a movie on the TV. We sit and cuddle, dipping our sushi and feeding it to each other. "How about a massage, Zoo? A last bit of pampering." We call the front desk and set it up. We come out of the washroom wearing our towels as the two guys set up tables in our den and open up and keep as the guys come back and rub away every little bit of tension that may have been left from our amazing treatment the day before. As we are getting our massages, we keep looking at each other, smiling and winking, and my heart kept melting bit by bit. She's so beautiful, but she has family back home that don't know her secret, her passion, and I think to myself, this is what's making time together so special. It's like forbidden lust that we share for each other, a passion for something we can't have. I don't blame her. This lifestyle is very complicated to some, and it's not everyone that can see how a woman can be attracted to another woman. Knowing that we do what makes us happy and sharing our hearts with someone who can give themselves to you has nothing to do with sex, race, or religion. It's what's in our hearts. And Zoo has an amazing heart. Our massage session now over, we head back upstairs to finish relaxing on the bed, and we doze off for a couple hours. We wake up, order a quick dinner, and chat a bit while sitting naked again across from each other. "You know I love you, Zoo, and I love you too, Zool, very much." I order up a bottle of wine, and we finish our dinner and prepare our bath again. We just sit in the water with our skin glued together, looking at the waterfalls through the window, taking in the breathtaking sights. We step out of the bath, put on the fire, and talk some more about meeting again, as this is our last night together, and we settle on Atlantic City after the holidays. It's close to her house and just far enough that there's no danger of being seen together. We decide to go to bed early because we have to leave at 7 for the drive home. We lie on bed, and I get on top of her and kiss her as my leg slides between hers and my thigh presses against her pussy. The animal lust of this morning turns into passion and softness as I run my tongue over her soft lips and kiss her cheek, nibble on her ear as my hand slowly caresses the contour of her firm breast. I work my way down to kiss her tits and roll her nipple with the tip of my tongue, cupping her other breast with my hand. I take her nipple between my teeth and gently nibble on it, causing it to get rock hard in my mouth as my teeth release and my tongue goes at it again. My hand now moving down to the warmth of her inner thigh as my fingers taunt and tease her outer lips. I move myself down a bit further, running my tongue down her stomach as her back arches slightly as a shiver runs through her body. I open her legs as I lie on my stomach, between her legs with her pussy inches from my mouth, opening it up with my thumbs as it glistens with moisture. I rest my lips on her pussy and I kiss it gently all around, running my tongue up and down along each side and sliding it between her lips, licking up to her clit. Her back now arches a bit more as I raise myself to my knees and continue on licking her delicious pussy, my hand slowly pinching my nipple, then working its way down to my pussy to satisfy myself as I please my beautiful lover. At the time, she tells me to get on top of her so that we can once again come together. I comply and straddle over her face, lowering my pussy to her awaiting mouth. As her lips touch my cunt, a warm feeling runs through my body, once again feeling like I did this morning, but with even more intensity. I gently grind my pussy against her mouth and tongue, gyrating my hips around as my mouth returns to where it previously was. I slipped two fingers inside of her pussy, applying pressure to her G-spot, and within seconds, she once again secretes this delicious nectar for me. As my tongue circles her clit and my fingers still massage her G-spot, her tongue is ever so gently probing my pussy inside, outside, all around, which is driving me completely mad. She works at my pussy expertly as I feel her clit once again throbbing on my lips and my tongue. I hasten my movements as she lets out a moan that's muffled by my pussy over her mouth. Once again, shivers set in the two of us, and I know she's on the edge of orgasm, as am I. I feel myself begin to tremble, and Zoo quickens her pace as we both orgasm in sync again. Still shaking, I lift my leg up and off of her and lie with her resting my head on her tummy, running the tip of my fingernails on her pubic area. She shivers and tells me that she's still a bit sensitive. I giggle a bit and stop. I'm never gonna forget this, you know, I say as I bring my head up and against her breast. Neither will I, she says in a hoarse, soft voice. We go to sleep holding each other to awaken by the alarm clock the next morning. We shower together, head down for breakfast, and help each other pack our things. The bellhop comes up to collect our bags and takes them down to the garage as we check out. We take the elevator down to the garage and walk to my car and throw in the bags. She looks at me in the eyes and kisses me one last passionate goodbye. A tear in her eyes and a final kiss, and it's back to reality. I love you lots, Zoo, and I love you, Zool. See you soon, she replies in a sad but content tone. Our secret love, our secret lust, our secret passion is going to continue when we meet again in Atlantic City. The end. Goodbye.